Good evening, Dave. Everyone on the net tonight. Well, sounds like everybody had a good holiday weekend. We spent the weekend at home. Didn't go any place. I had Friday off from work, and we did work around the house. Saturday, we did more work around the house, and then Saturday night, we had to go out to my daughter's house. My daughter, son-in-law, and the kids were on the boat, and they went up to Bay City, up into the bay for a while, and then with friends, and then came back through and watched the fireworks in Saginaw. They got off the river about 12:15 this morning, and then had the drive home back down to Burt. And Mike, yeah, been that way up 65 and that. Yeah, it's always better cut over before you get to that light at 65. If you can cut west at some point, take some of the side roads, and again get on Lincoln Road, which is 7 mile road, at least you should have been able to do 50-55. You got about 12 stop signs between Standish and Saginaw that you got to stop for, but that's better than the 20 mile an hour traffic down I-75 and all the headaches there. So anytime I go up north, we usually take we'll take 7 mile up as far as we need to go, or until it ends in some cases. But yeah, that's always easier there than trying to deal with the traffic on 75, unless you can, you know, come home on a Tuesday or Wednesday or something after everybody's back. Today, really didn't feel like anything. Somehow I hurt my left big toe this time. I've been limping around on that today, so I don't know if I've got kind of a case of gout in it. I took my gout pill this morning. We'll take a few more in the next couple of days here and see if that helps, or if I just stepped on something wrong and hurt the toe. So I'm limping on that foot now again. It's always something. And rain-wise, yeah, we've been getting a lot of rain. On the news, they said, you know, a mile one way or another, my downtown really didn't get anything. But yesterday's rain, in about 20 minutes, we got 0.62 inches of rain. And I reported that this morning. And then this afternoon, we got another storm that came through. And I just went out and looked before it came down. That storm got us 0.45 inches, so almost another half an inch. So within yesterday's and today's, almost an inch of rain. So everything got watered good again. And I guess Thursday, we've got another chance of rain again, a good, better chance, like 40% or something. So keep an eye on the weather reports here. Some of these could get severe at times. I guess there's only a marginal, which is the lowest risk for severe storms. But that was the same risk that spawned a tornado that hit the subdivision up there in Freeland. So just because it is a level one risk doesn't mean that severe weather can't pop up and tornadoes can't pop up out of it. Usually weak ones, but it is still possible. For me, back to work this week. Nothing special going on. I'll probably have to take some days off here. I've got 2.5 weeks of vacation I got to use up before the end of the year, and we're already halfway through. So I got 3 days scheduled for a motorcycle ride in September. I've got 1 day in late September or 1st of October for the guys' golf weekend up in Traverse City. So that'll take up 5 days or 6 days total so far, so I'll still have over a week and a half to take up. So I'll pick a day here and there to take off as I need to get some things done, and try and take advantage of the cooler weather here that's supposed to come in this week in the mid-80s. So 73 to everyone for this round. We'll catch you on the 73 round, KCHYVF. Well, last year you were complaining you got no rain. This year you're getting it. So I guess you're on the list. That's a good thing. N8NTN, Doug. Good evening, Doug, and stand by, Ron.